This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Well, good morning, America, and to everybody listening around the world. This is Rich Sheban from Montana sitting in for Vince Fennelli while he catches up on some farming. And I want to thank Jason for engineering the program in Minnesota. And our first hour today, we'll have Kathy from Ohio and then Dr. Big Bill Deagle for hour two, and we're going to be talking a lot about this election fraud, especially with Dr. Bill Deagle, because everything in America now is delegitimized. Work, polls, legal elections, economy, big corporations, big government. The list is very long. So maybe we should change the heading to the show, Welcome to the Banana Republic, because obviously the rule of law does not mean anything. And I hear and read a lot of people around the country asking, is Bill Barr paid off? Does he support treason? Where is the Department of Justice? Where is the FBI? You know, when you have an election that's involved in a rigged system where fraud is allowed, everybody in the bottom 93% of income earners will lose. Everybody. To put it a different way, folks, what's happening today in America is that your future has been stolen. And a lot of people are talking about counting the votes. I think we should have a new revote in 10 swing states because we're going to go through articles. So a little bit today and definitely when I'm back on the air on Tuesday, and we're going to talk about how all there's so much fraud and illegitimate behavior caught on video using math. Whistleblowers, even from the post office, coming forth. What we need is a re-vote, because if they recount what's left, it's going to be illegitimate also, because so many Trump ballots has been tossed in the garbage, has been burned, has been taken away in cars and trucks. It's all documented. You know, it's really amazing to me how people who were bought and paid for, like Chris Wallace, who gets born on third base and tells everybody he hit a home run when his daddy got him a job, he says, there doesn't seem to be any hard evidence of fraud. Well, Donald Trump basically was talking about all this fraud and malevolent behaviors that was going to happen with these mail-in ballots. He predicted all this. There's even a video that's going viral right now on citizenfreepress.com, citizenfreepress.com, that is saying that the video is titled, "This video is going viral, but it's not voter fraud." You can't make this stuff up, folks. They're showing people in precincts, literally, with a pen, filling in ballots. You know, I want to remind our listeners of Biden audio and video that I quoted and paraphrased over the past few weeks. Joe Biden was bragging about having the most, quote, most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization, unquote. I mean, you can't even make this stuff up. With his articles here, where Postal Service admits to ballot errors in key states, stolen ballots in car trunk of U.S. Postal Service employee. Government postal worker caught with stolen ballots at Canadian border. U.S. news fraud in Pennsylvania. Another U.S. Postal Service whistleblower tells Project Veritas he was ordered to backdate ballots. 118-year-old dead Detroit man voted for Joe Biden. At least 21,000 dead people on the Pennsylvania voter rolls. Folks, we're beyond 1984 Orwellian nightmare. This is so blatant, so overt, so obvious. This is like a fifth grader caught cheating. There isn't even any creativity here. They literally delegitimized the whole process from beginning to end. Now, on that note, I would like to talk about this. We have a guest here, and Kathy in Ohio, I want to thank you for your patience. And we are living in unprecedented times. And if you, I know you want to talk about pricing and inflation and things like that, but if there's anything that you want to add or comment about regarding all this proven caught fraud on video, including whistleblowers, please go ahead. Kathy?
Thank you, Rich, for having me. Rich, I'm speechless. You know, big tech, all the censoring, all the YouTube channels that are down, all the people who are being silenced. The Zuckerberg hired people to go into Philadelphia. Just some of the stories that you said, I heard a 170-year-old man voted. Detroit cheering when they took out the poll watchers, putting up cardboard, and the sheriff, a man in Traverse City, he went and volunteered to be a poll watcher, got the training, and when they went down, they couldn't get in. And he said that, well, this guy got in, but he said the people were overwhelmed. Another person said that they called the sheriff to let them in. I think it was Philadelphia. And the sheriff said, I'm not going, and don't call me again. This is unbelievable to me. And Rich, I have people that I know that voted for Biden. And I'm so upset with them right now that, honestly, I don't even know what I could say to them. I'm afraid I will just, they don't understand. I think they're naive. They don't even, when you point out these things to them, it's like they don't believe it. But there's so much fraud. And when Tuesday night came, why is it that all the other states could get it done and the states that were close, the blue counties stopped counting? And then all the other states, the blue counties, were counted first, or so it seemed, a lot of them. Now we got Philadelphia, everything's flipping blue. And there's no integrity in the vote system. I don't know where we go from here.
Well, I'll tell you, one thing we need is the rule of law. And because everything's been delegitimized, Kathy, everything is, so many people have been paid off or blackmailed, whether it be with these pedophilia rings or whatever, it seems like no one cares about the country anymore. Everybody cares only about feathering their own nest and manufacturing the perception of their own self-importance and mostly self-preservation. You mentioned Zuckerberg. I read an article where he was bribing election judges and poll workers with quote-unquote hazard pay. So we got to ask, is our state legislators paid off too, because they've been awful quiet? And this pertains not just to the presidential race, but there's been a lot of fraud in the Senate race and Congress races too, like John James. He was winning his race, I believe, in Michigan, and they illegitimately frauded him out. I think that's going to be a new Google word. But Google, Facebook, Twitter is trying to control everything, Apple, all the fangs. eliminating free speech, the crimes against the Bill of Rights Constitution, which is the rule of law, collusion, racketeering, abuse of antitrust, monopoly laws. You know, like Joe Stalin said, he doesn't care about who votes, he cares about who counts the votes. This is why the nation itself is on the ballot. Freedom, liberty, rule of law, everything is at stake. Everything is fixed. Everything is rigged. It's really sad, Kathy. And I, as much as I want to talk about this, and I will with Dr. Bill Deagle in hour two, I want to be courteous to your time because I know you prepared some information for today's show for your 1 hour. So please tell me and tell the audience what you would like to discuss today.
Well, Rich, I was doing some price comparisons, kind of going back to see some of the prices that just in the last few months, how much they've gone up. And some of them, I have a price book, and I actually started it a long time ago, and it's just a little notebook with the most commonly used things that I've bought. And some of the increases, I kind of went to see, like, the first year that I think I started it was 98, and then through the years I kept adding, and then I kind of compared from, like, 98 to 09 to right now. And some of the prices that have really jumped, and I guess some of the things that I think maybe we should get while we can get, especially because I think some of them are really going to go up pretty high. So that's kind of where I was going with that.
Okay, well, please go ahead and tell the audience about your research and what you found and maybe some solutions and remedies that they could use from your idea book, maybe buying two or three of one item so they have it in the future. Maybe, you know, some of the little things I've talked about, like, were bootlaces, shoelaces. And I went out and bought a spool of parachute cord years ago. If I live to 350 years old, I will have bootlaces. So, you know, there's little things that you can do with thinking with foresight. So, Kathy, please go ahead. The microphone is yours.
One of the things that really jumped was razor blades. I went back and I looked at 2009, and these were Gillette razor blades, and they were $5.50 for a 5-count, and now for a 4-count, they're $18. So if you can find some on sale, or let's say sometimes you go to these like a Big Lot kind of store, or you can find on eBay, maybe the ones that will fit your razor, that would be something that, there again, you could stock up for as much as you can afford because they're not going to go bad. That one really jumped. I mean, just the price of razor blades is really skyrocketed.
Can I put my 2 cents in there, Kathy? I think we'll
sure.
Make a good solution for the people regarding this topic. What I do, folks, if I go 3-4 days without shaving, which I often do, you know, I'm a hunter, I live in the woods, I live off-grid, I will use an electric razor to basically make my beard as short as possible before I use a razor blade so the dulling of the blade doesn't occur as quickly. And then I use those little brushes that come with the electric razor, and I literally brush out whatever is blocking, you know, like the beard hair in between the blades, and that really helps a lot. Well, Kathy, it looks like this segment went real fast. I will give you, I promise, a lot more airtime when we get back.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. right now. Click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30 count bottle of immune booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back to the show, folks. Rich Sheben sitting here and for Vince Finelli, and I am with Kathy from Ohio. And pardon me, Kathy, I'm just overwhelmed with the fact that we are no longer living in America and that so many people, including the DOJ, the FBI, so many people, Barr, Ray, Durham, Haskell, from the CIA, so many people have literally sold out our country for their own personal benefit. It's just amazing to me when I think of the million-plus combat soldiers who have died for our freedoms and liberties, and these people are only concerned about feathering their own nest. It's really disappointing. So, Kathy, you were talking about pricing on products, basically the price increases, the inflation. Please go ahead.
Rich, I'd like to make one comment with what you just said. I'm from Polish heritage. My grandfather was in Poland. Oh, it had to have been, he was born probably in the early 1880s. And when he talked very little English, and when we were kids, he would sing in Polish. And he would cry, and we would ask our grandma. We'd say, "Grandma, what's Jaj, which is Polish for grandpa, what's Jaj crying?" And she'd say, "Well, he's crying about the war." And he was a young man, and that's when Russia came in, the communists came in, took their business, took their land. They forced my grandpa to fight for communism, and he fled to the United States, and he hid in a ship in the cargo area till he got to the United States.
Wow.
And with people that you have no clue, I remember this. This was very vivid for me as a child. And with people have no clue what socialism is like, and he used to get upset. Back then, if somebody would say something against America in broken English, he would say, "You don't have any idea what communism is like. I was there." And I think that these people that are voting for Biden and for communism or socialism or whoever it is, maybe there's some Republicans that are there too, but anybody that has that bent, if they would just open their eyes and see where we're headed. But anyway, I wanted to just tell that story because I felt like maybe it would help somebody. So.
Well, Kathy, thank you for sharing that. And it is, I've heard a lot of those type of stories where people saw the writing on the wall and got out in the nick of time. But we are seeing live time, not just freedoms and liberties and rule of law, disintegrate in front of our eyes. We are seeing a USSR Bolshevik Nazi deja vu happening today in America. And with all the articles, with all the videos, with all the whistleblowers, and I don't want to take all your time because I know you prepared for this. There's so much fraud that's proven. You know, you got Chrissy Wallace on Fox News, whose daddy gave him a job, born on third base, tells everybody how he hit a home run, and he was saying that there's no proof. There's thousands of proof. I've been talking about these election fraud, voter fraud articles for months now, and now they've all come to fruition. It's visible. It's done by math. It's done by ballots. It's done by whistleblowers. There are thousands of examples, and if I had all day, 10 hours, I could not go through all the articles I have. So, Kathy, please continue with your pricing preparedness. And again, I apologize. I'm just a little wound up with what's going on in our country. I just can't believe that so many Americans have sold us out. Please, Kathy, continue with the pricing.
When I looked at bleach back in 2009, it was 69 cents a gallon, and that was at Aldi. Now it's $3 or over $3. So that's something if you can get that on sale. But you can get bleach tablets that are supposed to last longer. So it might not be as cheap, but you might be able to get it, at least have it last a little longer.
Yeah, Kathy, hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vladimir Putin is planning to step down as Russia's president next year amid growing fears for his health. The claim is made by Moscow political scientist Valery Soloviev in the paper The Sun. Soloviev also said the Russian leader's girlfriend and his two daughters are pushing him to leave office. There's speculation Putin has contracted Parkinson's disease from medical people watching videos on Putin's recent public appearances. Russian lawmakers are also considering legislation proposed by Vladimir that would grant all future Russian ex-presidents lifetime immunity from criminal prosecution. Election officials in several states said Thursday they are worried about their safety of their staffs amid a stream of threats and gathering of angry protesters outside their doors. Joe Gloria, the Register of Voters in Clark County, said, "I can tell you that my wife and my mother are very concerned for me." While the protests have not been violent or very large, local officials were distressed by the crowds and concerned about the relentless accusations. USA Radio News.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
NASCAR is wrapping up their season Sunday for the season finale 500 at Phoenix Motor Speedway. Driver Denny Hamlin.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just, you know, we've achieved our goal for the year. Our goal is to get to the final four. After that, it's all about circumstances. You have to have a fast car, and you have to have things fall your way if you want to be a champion. So, it's like I said, I agree with Kevin. It's a little different than it used to be, and so now it just comes down to one race. We've achieved our goal. 2 years in a row now, making the final four. Hopefully, we can finish this thing off. We obviously had a great Phoenix last year. Things were a lot different. You had a different aerodynamic package, but certainly I feel like when I go there that I'm going to roll off and hopefully have a race winner.
Driver Joey Logano.
Yeah, of course we're excited. We're ready to go. This is a great opportunity. We were able to lock ourselves in a couple weeks ago and be able to breathe for a minute and get through these last couple of races. What a crazy race it was today for those guys trying to get their way in. So, glad we were able to keep some momentum up, get a good starting spot. I don't know where we're going to be for next week yet, but hopefully it's a good starting spot and we're able to, fight our way and try to get our second championship.
The drivers in the final four racing for the Cup are Joey Logano, Chase Elliott, Brad Keselowski, and Denny Hamlin. The race starts at 3 p.m. Eastern on NBC. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Rich Sheeman sitting in for Vincent Fennelly, and I have Kathy in Ohio with us. And Kathy, thanks for your patience for allowing me to go into all these different tangents regarding election fraud, but it seems to be the topic of the week, and I think it'll be the topic of the next couple of months, unfortunately. But you were talking about pricing, about inflation, about how you notice prices are going up on certain products like razor blades. Would you please continue?
I wanted to just at the very end, I'm not sure if the music overran me, but I believe you can buy the bleach tablets, and you can use those because if your bleach sits for too long, it loses its effectiveness. So that's something that maybe you can buy and just kind of keep them off to the side in case it gets to the point where you can't get it or it just gets too expensive. The other thing I wanted to mention was I bought some citric acid, and I bought a 10-pound bag, and I'm finding that it's a very good cleaner, and I've been using it along with, there's recipes you can find online and in books, but you can use it in your washing machine, your dishwasher, your coffee maker, your toilet tank, water softeners. So there's a lot of uses for it. And I would say that that's something to maybe buy a couple bags, big bags of it, put it aside, because it's a cleaner, it's inexpensive, and if we go down this road 5 years, 6 years from now, at least you have that set aside. You know, the price of everything is going up, like even bar soap. When I went and looked in my price book, I get sometimes like a 10 pack at like Sam's or something. And back then it was like $5 or $5.40 for a 24 pack. Well, now it's like $10. And not only that, but you can't always find them. I mean, you can't always find the soap in the store. Like they might have one brand, but I've been there before where the hand soap, it's just gone. So if we go into another shutdown, I would think that if you can stock up on soaps and bleaches and dish soap, none of that stuff will go out of, it have an expiration date. So that's something I would look into, but I just started using the citric acid a few months ago, and I wanted to mention it because it really gets rid of the Lyme scale and that type of thing that's in your, especially with me, I have a well and I have hard water. So I've noticed a big difference. So I would encourage people to look into that. It has many uses though. You can use it in canning too, in place of lemon juice. And when you're doing your tomatoes and certain other foods. So you only need a quarter teaspoon, I believe, for a quart or a pint. It might be a half a teaspoon for a quart. It says right on the container. But it's so cheap. You can buy a 10-pound bag for, I think it was $22, which was pretty reasonable.
Now, are there substitute strategies, Kathy, regarding buying bulk or making your own soap? I know a lot of people who do a little bit of all the above, and you know, they're quite prepared for what might be coming down the pike. Have you ever thought about those ideas?
Yeah, I have never made my own bar soap, but I make my laundry soap. I make my dishwashing detergent. I make a lot of my homemade lotions, and I do homeopathic remedies. I do tinctures. Those are things I think that things you know you're going to need. Like for me, a homeopathic remedy that is probably the most common is called Arnica. And it's A-R-N-I-C-A. And it's good for trauma, bruises, pain, surgery. If you bump your knee or, you know, fall down and you got a bruise or you get like a surgery, I mean, it really helps take the pain away. But homeopathic remedies, from what I've learned, one of the women, the health food store that I used to go to, she was a nurse that got out of the medical system and she wanted to do health food stores. She said that the homeopathic remedies don't expire. She said the way that they're formulated. So you could buy 10 of those on little tubes or the little tablet. And because if you're going to buy Tylenol or whatever, which I don't normally use that, but if you have it and you're going to buy it, to me, those expire in a few years. So I'm kind of looking now at long term. So I buy like Fels Naphtha. I use that for making my laundry soap, or I use Castile soap, or I would buy like Arm & Hammer washing soda and Borax. And baking soda, big bags of, like, if you can buy the 15-pound bags of baking soda, those are all long-term things that you can make your own soap with that. And you can make your dishwasher detergent with that. Dishwashing detergent is another thing that's really gone high. The gel packs, for 36 of them at the store, they went $12.50. That's almost 40 cents of a little packet every time you do your dishwashing detergent. I don't like the chemicals in it. I like the way I do it. I'll get the recipe at the break. I don't want to misquote anybody, but it's real easy. I think it's borax and washing soda and baking soda, but I'll get the exact recipe when at the break. But I would say your cleaning things, those are things that are long-term. So stock up on any of those that you can, even like Dawn, big things of Dawn that you can get at Costco or Sam's. Why not get four or five of them and just pack them, you know, stick them away? And those are so much cheaper than buying the little bottle in the grocery store.
Yeah. You mentioned Arnica. We have Arnica growing here in the Northern Rockies all over the place. It's a very effective salve formula where they use the flowers and the herbs, and it's good for bruises, sprains, ligaments, sore muscles, but it's for external use only. So it does have an asterisk by it. But, yeah, there's a lot of – here in the Northern Rockies, I literally harvest edible and medicinal plants. I mean, that's one of the things that we do here to survive, to live. So it's a fun life, and there are there's plenty of Plan Bs out there, right, Kathy?
Oh yeah, I think you have to plan on doing things yourself and working hard, because I don't know how we're going to survive this. If you don't know how to do things on your own and you're not learning, Vince talks, and you probably have too, a lot about like do-it-yourself books. I mean, who knows what we're going to find on the internet in a few years. They may take all that stuff off too. They may shut down. There may be blackouts. So I would say print your recipes off or print your information off or have a book. And at least you know, I'm kind of old-fashioned. I still have like some of my homemade recipes. I just have them in a little recipe card in a little file thing just in case I can't get online. Or I don't know what site I got it at. Sometimes you get it and then you go back to the site and they say you can't be found anymore, or they've taken it down. So I would say do what you stock up on what you can stock up and learn how to do things yourself. There's never a dull moment in my house. I'm always busy making some kind of remedy or some kind of soap, or I'm either canning or finishing up in the garden. I'm still trying to get, like, my herbs dried. One of the things you can do now, I mean, we haven't really had a super hard frost here. I still have some herbs out there. I don't have time to dry them and take them off. So some of them I throw them in my dehydrator. Some I can put in a paper bag and let them dry. And then in another week or two when we have our killing frost, I'll go through and I'll strip them off. And I'll put them in food saver containers or food saver bags, or freeze them and break them up in like a blender. But I don't hardly ever have to buy herbs that I grow. So they're so much cheaper. And then I can give them to a lot of my friends too and my family. So that's something to think about if you have any herbs left, or you can dry them. Like I just sometimes put oregano in an open box and put it in the garage, and it dries just fine. Or your marjoram or your rosemary. All those, not everything will do as well, but most, those three for sure will do well.
Oh, good advice, Kathy. You know, you mentioned about how we might not be able to count on the internet. I just tried this morning to send some articles to Vince Finelli regarding the video of the pollsters filling out ballots fraudulently. And the powers that be behind the Google, big tech, big corporation, totalitarian, Nazi, tyrannical, communist insurrection takeover would not allow me to do that. So censorship, surveillance, propaganda, hoaxes, false flags, lies, gaslighting, we're going to see this on a minute-by-minute example, especially throughout the media and the internet. Kathy?
Oh, I agree, Vince. And we don't know what's coming in the next few weeks. So there again, if you can buy extra things. One of the things that I have found that's really gone up in price are your bread flours. I like to use like rye flour on certain things and oat flour. Well, not only can I hardly not find it anymore, like I used to be able to get, I think it was a 4-pound bag of rye flour, and I think it was right around $5. Well, now online, if I can't even find it, a 3-pound bag is anywhere from $20 to $22 to $30 some. So I've checked like 6 or 7 stores around here and I can't find it. So I might just have to not to do without because I'm not going to spend that kind of money right now. So I think if you can just look at your house, look at where you have storage. My basement right now, I have got boxes and things all over, and I just haven't had time because I've been out in the garden so much. But once that's done, I need to go and like reorganize it all. But I just keep buying canned goods and flour and yeast and sugar, things that I can do myself, butter. They normally run butter on sale right now. So if somebody runs a really good price on it for Thanksgiving, I'll probably buy another 10, 12 pounds of it and just put it in the refrigerator or the freezer. I think we have to think long-term how this is going to happen. And if there's any disturbance or they close us down again, all the prices are going to continue to go up. If there's another stimulus package, the prices are going to go up. So I would say just keep buying what you can buy and what you can afford right now.
Well, good advice, Kathy, in Ohio. So, we'll be back after this break for the last segment with Kathy. We really appreciate you being here, folks.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back to the show, folks. Rich Sheep is sitting in for Vince, and I'm with Kathy in Ohio, and she's talking about pricing. And Kathy, before I hand the microphone over to you for the last segment, I want to say that your story about your grandfather escaping Poland is a great, heartwarming story, how he escaped tyranny, communism, fascism, authoritarian behaviors, basically everything that's bad, the communist insurrection. And I want to remind people with what's happening in America today, for those of you who want to stay in the silent majority, there's no place left to go. If America falls, we are the last stop for freedom. And on that note, Kathy, I know we're in the last few minutes. Again, I appreciate you allowing me to go into the election fraud tangents that I knew I couldn't help from doing. So please continue with any tips that you have in our last few remaining minutes, please.
Oh, Rich, it's absolutely fine. I think it was important. It needed to be said. There's a lot of people that are concerned, and it is the news of the day and the week and probably the next year. And my grandfather was an extremely hardworking man. He farmed, and he had a job, and he worked till he was 75 years old. And he was an incredibly wonderful man, but it's an example that I think I'm going to tell more to people. Maybe I can wake some people up. So thank you for that. The other couple things I wanted to mention was pet food. If you buy the prepackaged, it's really gone up sky high, $60 a bag, $70 a bag for the good stuff. If you can afford it, don't buy the cheap stuff. I cook for I've got a wonderful black lab, and I've cooked for her most of my life. There's recipes online. You can put a big crock pot together, a big stock pot. If you don't have enough, you can always throw an egg or two on top of the dry food. If you have leftovers, I mean, she gets the core of the tomato, the core of the peppers. She waits for it. She loves the fresh produce, but she's healthier for it. So that's something to think about. Think about your pet's needs in the future. The pet food has really gone up, but you can feed them if you know the proportions, like what proportion of meat and what proportion of vegetables, or maybe a little rice or something, potatoes or something like that. There's all kinds of wonderful recipes online. Bones, raw bones. If you're, you know, I'm not a vet, but my vet told me I can give her raw bones. So that's something to think about too. If you can't get pet food, you can always give them table food, as long as you know what type to give them and what proportion. So don't forget about your pet. The other thing, I think that maybe like the personal hygiene items, the toothpaste, the good toothpaste has really gone up. It's doubled in the last probably 15 years based on my price that I have. My husband used the Sensodyne, which is now, even at Costco, which is cheaper for the bigger tube, it's almost $6 a tube. And so you can look and maybe buy that ahead of time. Buy your shampoos and your conditioners. Everyday things that you think you're going to need. I guess the personal hygiene and the cleanliness and the food is really are the things that I think we all would do to survive. I know the canned tuna and the canned chicken, that might be something that's really gone up. I went back and looked at 1999. It was $1.70. And I don't have the brand, but when I compared it to the grocery store that I went to, for a lesser amount, it was $2.40. And that's the other thing. A lot of these, when I go back, I figure it out price per pound or price per ounce. A lot of the sizes have gone down. It's tough to get a 16-ounce box of crackers. They're all 8 ounces, 7 ounces, 5 ounces. But the boxes, a lot of it's air. They make them look the same, so you think you're getting all these crackers, or you think you're getting the noodles or the packaged food. And whatever it is, whether it's toothpaste or trash bag, the amount's gone down and the price has gone up. But some of them have really tripled in the last 10 years and 20 years. Not everything. Some things have kind of been steady, like milk hasn't gone up. That jumps around where I'm at. I can get it anywhere from $1.29 to $2.50.
Well, Kathy, I want to thank you for coming on for this hour. I really appreciate it. And real quick, do you think baking soda, I know people use baking soda for toothpaste, do you think that could have the same efficacy and functionality as regular store-bought toothpaste?
That's what I've heard. I heard if you mix it, I think you just have to be careful not to have anything that's too abrasive.
Yeah. All right, Kathy. Well, listen, I really appreciate you being on today. Happy TGIF. Have a great weekend. And keep talking to people to wake them up, okay?
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.